Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Are the Packers a Super Bowl contender? They look pretty damn good.
And they look great. They are. You know, they got a tough running back. They got a pretty good offensive line. But there are some concerns there. Like, they're playing a young offensive line. So that could break down a little bit. I thought Jordan Love did a good job of maneuvering around the pocket, finding time to throw. They got a bunch of wide receivers. Golden was open. Golden was had the first touchdown. Jordan Love missed him. Then he missed him on another one that would have been a 94-yard touchdown. Yep. Matthew Golden, they ran him on a reverse. They've got Savion Williams, who the TCU kid who can't run a route to save his life, but he's incredible with the ball in his hands. So they got him in a jet sweep. They got him in a wildcat direct snap situation.
They got Dobbs, who's okay.
Dobbs is not bad. Wicks is okay. Like, these guys are just kind of okay. Reed is going to be out because he broke his collarbone yesterday.
Yeah, Reed was hurt.
But, man, is Micah making a difference. And that team can run. Like, Javon Bullard played great. He was spying Jaden Daniels. I'm telling you, Jaden Daniels, I've watched both games, the Giants game and this game, and teams are playing him different. They're corralling him, and they're doing a better job. But I thought Bullard was just incredible, number 20 for the Packers. But they were flying around. Man, the Packers were fast on defense. I was super impressed with what they did. Yeah, they look good, man. They look really good.
And did you hear the crowd? Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry.
No, is that what they said?
Yeah. And rightfully so.
He's going to, you know, I don't know if he's going to regret it or not, but the Packers are going to love it.
The Packers apparently only blitzed in the first game 9%, which is way down from their blitzing, and they still got to the quarterback the same percentage of the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have to blitz and you're getting to the quarterback, you're a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
A lot better. So, and Micah Parsons makes it. He only played 45% of the snaps in week one, and yet he made an impact. I mean, he's a difference maker. There's no question. He's a difference maker. But they look good. They look pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be the NFC. I mean, the NFC's wide. The AFC is.
Is the NFC really wide open? Doesn't it feel like it's the Eagles and the Eagles and the Packers, maybe? I don't know. The Lions, I don't want to write the Lions off yet. That's not fair. Lions could still be a factor. I don't think I believe in Minnesota with JJ as a rookie quarterback, basically.
San Francisco's got too many injuries.
Yeah, San Francisco's got too many injuries. I don't see it with Tampa. I don't think Tampa has enough.
We'll see. We'll see on Monday.
We'll see on Washington. I mean, you know, Washington is 1-1 now. Who else? Is there anyone else? The Rams? Did you get a vibe off the Rams?
I think the Rams are going to be pretty good. I think they're a playoff team.
Yeah, a playoff team. Huh. But that seems like a different level, the Eagles. Remember, the Eagles played the other day with no Jalen Carter the whole game. Like, Jalen's going to play most games. Yeah. Did you see Lamar Jackson was not punished for pushing the fan? And you know what? Good for the NFL.
Yeah.
He was protecting his teammate. It wasn't that. Like, that's a slap on the wrist. That's a conversation. He was contrite. He came out like, I shouldn't have done that. I got to do better with that.
Well, so did the fan. Did you see the fans crying a message to the people?
Well, he's banned.
Yeah.
He got banned from NFL Stadium.
He was crying. And he was reading his, I'm sorry. I love you, Josh Allen.
Yeah, that's a big, like, that's all you have there.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That's like being an LSU fan. You live in Baton Rouge and your whole life is LSU, and they say you're banned for life from LSU.
And you got front row tickets. Right.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to go get plastic surgery.
Right.
What do they really have facial recognition getting you at other? First of all, you can go to another stadium. No one's going to say anything. What do you care?
Like, have you not been watching X? Because they got masks that you can put on that you look like a totally different person.
Yeah, just buy one of those creepy masks.
Yeah.
Just walk in with those masks. Or just wear a mask the whole thing.
You could buy a Lance Zierlein mask.
Just wear one of those masks like during COVID. Just wear that and just say, oh, I think I have COVID, so I'm just going to wear this. Facial recognition. Yeah, but they get your eyes.
Put on that mask and look like long legs.
Yeah, that was a scary movie.
That's disturbing.
Who's long legs?
It's a Nicolas Cage.
It's another one of those scary
movies from 2024.
Nicolas Cage was a lunatic.
Yeah, he played the villain or the killer in long legs.
That's what another one that I went to a Nicolas movie theater
Cage?
To see.
He was in Two-Face, or what was that movie with John Travolta?
Face Off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a bit ago. Yeah. He's been in some other stuff.
Didn't they cut off each other's faces or something?
No, I think they just wore masks.
No, well, in the movie.
Silence of the Lambs, he cut off faces.
Yeah. In the movie, the faces got cut off as well. They switched faces, yes.
I told my sons they need to watch Silence of the Lambs. It's a great movie. And it's just too old. Like, what? I never wanted to watch movies. My mom, you really need to watch Alfred Hitchcock. Alfred Hitchcock, black and white. Forget it.
Oh my God!
I'm the opposite.
When I was a kid, I watched all the old movies. I loved it.
See, I just didn't want to watch it, but now my kids are pulling that on me. Like Pulp Fiction, that's super old. When did Boogie Nights come out? I said, trust me, Boogie Nights is one of the greatest movies. It's phenomenal. When did it come out? I don't want to tell you.
No.
It came out in the 90s. They're 90s? Oh, we're done with the 90s.
We can't watch
a 90s movie. That's the oldest movie of all time. Did they even have sound back then? Yes,
it was a talkie.
It was a talkie. They wouldn't even know what that. I barely know what that means, a talkie.
There's a good doc on how Hollywood got started. It's one of those that you were talking about. There's one about Wall Street, how it got started.
Titans of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta watch it. It's really interesting how Hollywood got started. All right, let's get, who is it? Keith. Okay, we're gonna break 713. We were gonna go late, but we're not. Screw it. Call back, Keith.
It's just a Vanderbilt call.
I was watching Wake Forest last night, and I thought, well, they're just like, you know, it's almost the same as Vanderbilt. And they lost. So I was like, probably it's the same thing, isn't it? Wake Forest, Vanderbilt, same thing. I mean, honestly. Time for you to talk a little Underdog Fantasy.
Well, good. I get to talk about Underdog Fantasy because it's so much fun. Underdog Fantasy is Underdog Fantasy, actually, one of the things that I love about Underdog Fantasy is that it gives you a chance to really lock in on. I tell you about all these games and all these stats for all these players, but I think the best way to go about it is just pick a few teams that you really get a good feel for, a good handle for, and where you understand how they're playing. Like, I'll give you an example. I know for a fact that Nico Collins is about to get a lot of catches. To me, if I'm playing Underdog Fantasy, which I am, I'm going to go higher on the catch total that they have and maybe higher on the receiving yards, but I think he'll see a lot of targets. And that's because I watched the game. I've listened to what the coach has said. I have a feel for that. You can do the same thing. You know, you have access to information all over the place, the internet, access to coaches, you know, coaches, press conferences. Go listen. Go find out. Lock on a team. Find out, you know, who is doing what. Go study it. And that's real money waiting for you. You can win a simple two picks that work in your favor on higher or lower on the stats. You pick them both right. That's going to pay 3-1 on most instances. So that's great. That's a great payout for you. But you can imagine what it goes to when you're picking 4 correctly, 5 correctly, 6 correctly. How would you like to throw a couple of underdogs in there and you end up hitting them all and you win 500 times your original play? You know, can you imagine $10 becomes $5,000? That actually really happens for people at Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance. Download the app. It's easy to use. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. And when you play your first $5, that's going to qualify you for, not qualify you, it's going to activate a $50 cash bonus that they're going to put into your account to play however you see fit. It's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_HTML for details. Consider with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit ncpgambling.com.
So what are you doing tonight? Do you have any plans? If you don't, or if you want to change your plans, how about going to the U of H game? U of H is taking on Colorado tonight at TD ECU Stadium. Okay? Tickets still available. Go to, call right now, 713-GO-COUGS, or go to uhcougars.com/tickets and get your tickets now. I think it's going to be, it's going to, look, there's going to be a lot of people there. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It's the first conference game of the year. Willie Fritz's second season. They've looked pretty damn good so far. Deion Sanders is going to be there. You might see a bunch of stars on their sidelines. Maybe you can go over to say hi. You know, don't be weird. Don't miss a great Hispanic Heritage halftime show, Spirit of Houston. Going to perform songs from Selena, UH Mariachi. Pumas will take the field for a special performance. All going on tonight, TDECU Stadium. The game starts at 6:30. Tailgating starts at 3:30. Let's go. It's on ESPN, but let's be there. Let's show out tonight. uhcougars.com/ticket, 713-GO-COUGS.
Your home for Texas A&M Athletics is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Kick 'em. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN. I just put in the top one, Dell. D'Amico talking about, Landry Locker put this out. It was D'Amico, and let me ask you if this is a little weird, what he's doing. Or this is D'Amico. Because I don't think a lot of people were, I mean, you watch the O-line. You don't give it grades, but what if you had to give a overview of what they did? They were all right.
I would say pass protection at tackle was a C-. On the inside was a B. Run blocking was a flat C. It wasn't great. D'Amico, I saw what D'Amico said. Oh, is he the one that... Somebody talked about, I don't know if it was him or somebody else retweeted it and made this comment that D'Amico is unusually hard on the defense and light on the offense.
Okay, so here is, and you know what? I think that might be, you know why? Because he's a defensive coach.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave up 14 points, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, but he wants excellence from them.
Well, he got it was pretty good.
Look,
pretty good.
I thought the offensive line was actually a little better than I expected, but it also was, I'm looking at something specific, which was the way they handled twists and stunts, because that was, you know, it's just Cam Robinson, I don't know, it's a rookie, like, I don't know. This is tough for me, because I thought the tackles need to play a lot better. And you played explosive, powerful guys, but it's not like this is the NFL. I could probably go down the roster. You're going to face
every week.
A bunch of guys that can rush every week.
I just watched Laramie Tunsil a bunch of snaps.
He was
Michael
great,
Parsons.
Wasn't he great?
He was good. Yeah, really good. By himself taking on Micah Parsons.
I didn't know if he was or not. KJ told me he was getting his butt kicked. I didn't really watch him and pay attention to it. But you didn't think so? You thought he played well?
Who? Laramie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go watch it again. There were a bunch of snaps he just stymied him by himself.
Let me see what PFF said and their grades.
Okay, see what PFF
said. Let me see what their grades said about
this. Let's see
what
the grade is.
Because all I care about is what they grade.
Well, D'Amico, we don't have it because... So D'Amico just said, the offensive line played well. The defense, we got to be better. What? The defense gave up 14 points. I mean, to a good NFL offense.
Well, it kind of agrees with you. They've got, in pass pro, they've got Laramie Tunsil on 81.2.
Yeah, he was
good.
Gave
no sacks, one hit, two hurries. three total pressures. Pass block efficiency, they gave him 100, whatever that means. Pressure. No, this isn't bad. Against Michael Parsons? No, it wasn't Parsons all the time, but this isn't bad.
No, but he had him a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
Michael was over there on that side a bunch, and Laramie Tunsil took care of business. Now, the game before, Laramie Tunsil will have lapses in energy, but man, he can still go. He can still play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but listen, I don't know about so dumb. I took Terry McLaurin because I thought, you know what? He's going to be getting him to nothing. It's just, Jaden Daniels, his second year, I think he might be experiencing what CJ went through last year.
It could be. That's what I said that on Twitter. Him and Bo Nix could be seeing that this year. But because what happens is, in the regular season, you go from one game to the next game. The next game is Jaden Daniels, and your install may be, your game plan installs on a Tuesday. So the only guys who are really taking a look at this for you, you're going to watch tape and all that, but you're not really able to truly go to school. You have all these meetings every day. You got practice times. You got meetings. You don't really get a dig in on a young quarterback. Number one, their sample size is smaller. And number two, you don't really get a dig in like you can when you have more time. Now, if you have a bye week, you have a bye week headed into Jaden Daniels or C.J. Stroud or Bo Nix or whoever the sophomore, the rookie quarterback was, maybe you can take a little, get a longer look. But you don't in regular season. You really have a limited time. You've got your pro scouting department who goes, the advanced scouts will go out to games. And, there are guys from Jacksonville and the Colts and, obviously Tennessee, who will be here at every home game. They'll be scouting the Texans or Washington. Whoever the Texans are going to play, they'll send an advanced scout to come look at the Texans. But that's not enough. Once the coaches get a dig in deep and really get after it, they'll start finding, okay, here, let's look at all the throws and all the data. Let's look at all the film. These were Jaden Daniels, especially in division. This is where Jaden likes to go with the ball. This is where he wasn't very good. These are the throws he likes to get to. Let's take this away. So then they start game planning for it, and it's harder, and it's harder. Now, the good quarterbacks will just, they make their adjustments, and sometimes it will take a little bit. Not every quarterback goes through a sophomore slump, but some do. Our guy did, and I know excuses are made that it was just everything around him was bad and all this and that, but he was part of it. He didn't play as well. CJ said that. If you don't agree with that, then take it up with your own quarterback who said that I got to play better. I wasn't as good. And I got to change the way I approach things. CJ literally said that. CJ literally approached everything differently this offseason. So.
Yep. He changed it all, which is great.
Yeah, he changed it. And so I'm hoping to see. And there were some things. I saw some snaps I liked. I saw really. The sky has fallen. There are a lot of people who are really down on CJ Stroud. And it's kind of strange to me. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't great last year, but it wasn't awful. He was a second-year quarterback. I don't know why so many people are out on C.J. Stroud. I think you have to let him. He's not going to be a Superman. That's not who he is. But most quarterbacks in the league are not Superman. I'm sorry, he's not ever going to be Josh Allen or Lamar. He may never be Burrow. He may never be Pat Mahomes. But those guys are elite talents. And Joe Burrow hadn't won a lot of things. I mean, Joe Burrow got to a Super Bowl, but other than that, Joe's had his own issues getting to the playoffs and staying healthy, and his defense hadn't been good. I think a lot of things work in C.J. Stroud's favor. I think he's a worker. I think he approaches the game as a professional. I think there's a lot of reasons to be hopeful with C.J. Stroud. I wouldn't be dumping on C.J. Stroud already, but it's like there's just some people who just – see him as this big problem, and I think he needs to get better, but I don't really see him as a big problem moving forward. Now, after year three, I may change my opinion, but I'm not making my decisions after 2 years. Why would you?
And why would you? I don't get it. I don't know what he's done that you would want to get rid of him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's let the five play out. Let the 5 years play out, unless they extend him before that. We'll see. He does need to play. I mean, it was his second year. Goodness gracious.
Exactly. And teams made changes, and so now he's got to make changes.
Yep. Yep. All right, 713-780-3776. We're at the halfway mark. Let's go. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. Still ahead, we're going to play a Beat the Warehouse Live guy. And what did you learn this week on the show in one sentence?
Mm.
What did you learn this week on the show? Get that ready. What did you learn this week on the show in one sentence? All right. John Dess, are we going to do that? Is that next, though? Is that what we want to do? Or are we going to do it? Are we going to do that next?
Yeah, we have to.
We should.
Okay, well, let's do it. So you learned something from the show this week.
By the way, Micah Parsons only matched up on Laramie Tunsil 5 times. Does that seem right to you?
6 or 7.
I thought it was more than that, but they've got nine matchups total, or on run plays, and 5 on pass plays.
Hmm.
That's less than I would have. And they showed no hurries, no hits, no pressures.
Yeah, no.
When he took on, wow.
Yeah. So what did you learn this week from the show? There's something that you learned this week while you were listening to the show. You got one sentence to tell us. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I'm talking about GimmeTheVin.com. I don't know if you heard, John Clay Wolf was on just a little while ago talking about the $25,000 that he's giving away every single month. It's just more of an incentive for you to sell your car to John Clay Wolf. I mean, this dude is he's huge. I know he's America's best car buyer, but he's slowly turning into the biggest car buyer, like against conglomerates like CarMax and all these other places that buy cars. He buys your vehicle for more, sells it at auction, and just makes less because he gives you more. Now, the other car buyers, they want to give you as little as possible, sell it at auction for a lot more, make a lot more profit. John Clay Wolf says, no. I'll sell it for what I get at auction, but I'm going to give you more for it. So I make less every single car. And that's okay with him. And he still turned into one of the biggest. So go with the guy who's going to give you more for your vehicle and who's giving away $25,000 every single month. If you sell him your car, you get 1,000 entries into the hopper to get your name pulled for $25,000. So if you're going to sell your vehicle, there's one place to go. It's so easy. GimmeTheVin.com, GimmeTheVin.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, so what did you learn this week on the show? What did you learn this week on the show? Something that you didn't know before you listened to the show could have happened. And it probably I brought it to the table because I bring all kinds of new information, right? To the show, like Royal versus Royale. Okay, that's something that y'all didn't know. 713-780-3776. We taught you something. They probably brought you, Dell probably brought you some word that's really not great to use in public.
What?
Yeah, probably.
Didn't you, not that our listeners would have needed to learn this, but didn't you bring Eskimo Brothers to the show today?
Yeah, well, because,
was that a great thing for people to hear?
That, well, it was not something new. That's not something
I know,
new.
But if we're accusing people of bringing things that aren't great, you would be at the top of the list.
No, I just bring information. Huh. Information, news you can use, that's all. let's get Chris in here. Chris, what did you learn this week on the show in one sentence?
Hey, what's up, guys? So this week, I learned that John only watches football games in the Diamond Club with people who buy $700,000 RVs, and there's a sign posted outside that says "No Hispanics allowed."
There's no
you
signs.
Didn't learn that second.
There's
that
no
third
Diamond
part.
Club at football games.
Well, you did.
Okay, so you misunderstood everything.
Well,
yeah, and I do have a buddy who has a $700,000.
You did mention something about where you're going to watch a game, and someone's like, "Hey, John, I'll see you there." No, you're like, "No, you won't, because I'll be here."
I'll be in a suite.
Yeah, I'll be. You won't see me, actually. I'll be in a suite.
Probably won't see me. Well, he's not in our suite. How is he going to see me?
I mean,
I couldn't give him tickets. I didn't have any tickets to give him.
Yeah, but did you have to tell him that you weren't going to see him because you were in a suite? Did you have
to give
him that
information? Well, I mean, unless I saw him walking by with the other 80,000 people there.
Well, that should have been the way you said. You probably won't because there's like 80,000 people there. Not, I'm actually going to be separated from the pores.
That's not it. I didn't have a ticket for him in the suite.
But he, no, but...
That's what I meant.
Okay, but that's okay. Not what it sounded like.
Yeah, that's what... Well, I'm sorry that you guys misinterpret stuff all the time.
You're not going to see me. I'm going to be sequestered away in the fancy place.
There's no Diamond Club in football, just so you know. It doesn't have a sign outside that says no Hispanics allowed.
I don't think you can put that up in Los Angeles, honestly.
No.
I don't think you can
otherwise,
get away with
that. Otherwise, you'd have no people there.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Well, okay.
Okay. Well,
there is a large Hispanic population in L.A., yes.
And it's fine. Love it.
Well, thanks.
People.
I'm glad
love
we people. Agree. It's fine.
Fine.
It's fine.
That's fine. All right. Who's next?
All right, we move to Underrated Mess.
Underrated Mess, what'd you learn this week on the show?
I learned that Lance lives for the views.
He does.
Yeah, he tweets
that's
for the
clicks. That's all he tweets. That's all he does. Anything he tweets, he just wants views. We learned that. We learned Lance has got a potty mouth. Holy
he
crap.
Was not happy. Was that yesterday or Wednesday? Wednesday morning, right? He was pissed off.
Man, he was pissed off the whole day. The whole show he was pissed off. That was like a brisket day.
He was not in the mood to be prodded like you were doing. You kind of stuck him in the side a couple times just to see what you could get out of him. A
couple times. Who's next?
Let's go to Tommy Stark. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Tommy Stark,
what have you learned?
What up, Tommy Stark?
Hey, good morning, Johnny G. How's it going? How's L.A. treating you? I love L.A.
I know. Well, that
anyway,
makes one of us.
I learned this week on the show that it is widely known that Cal McNair is unqualified to be an NFL owner and that the rest of the NFL knows it. Knowledge is power.
Well. That was two sentences, but okay.
Knowledge is power.
Well, his brother...
His brother believes that that's why
his brother believes that, yeah, that he's unfit to be an NFL owner. Yeah, his brother believes that. I don't know that... probably some people think that, too.
I mean,
but other than
some people on this very show thought it three or four years ago.
Until Hannah took over, it was pretty evident.
Yeah, we didn't feel like he was... capable of doing the job. Now things have turned.
Well, yeah.
Thanks in some ways.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this week on the show in one sentence? What did you learn this week on the show in one sentence? Besides that Lance just get that's all he tweets for his views. Other than
we learned that on the show.
Yeah, we did learn that.
Let's move to Longhorn Dimitri. What have you learned?
Good morning, guys. I learned that lollygagging came originally from the Bible.
Now, that's a guy who listens.
That was guy, in the.
We were in the mud on that segment.
Right. Well, yeah, that's right. First Timothy?
Yeah.
First Timothy.
Then I said that the prodigal son was lollygagging, and then they gave him a whole big party and slaughtered the fatted calf.
Right.
What are you doing?
I thought it was First Timothy, but maybe you're right. That came in John or Mark. Might have been Mark.
I don't know that lollygagging appeared, but there are different translations of the Bible, so maybe I got the wrong translation.
Right. It comes from the Greek word lala gaga.
What? Don't listen. Just go to the next
that
one.
That could have just been the Greek pronunciation of Lady Gaga. La la gaga.
Well, that's where she got her name, and it really means lollygag.
Okay. All right.
I didn't know that's
I didn't
her
know
name
that's
is.
Where she got that from.
Yeah.
Let's go to La Salsa. What have you learned from the show?
Good morning, gentlemen.
I learned this morning what a real double banger actually means.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that
wow.
was unfortunate.
Wow.
Well, Dell's the one who brought that to the table.
No, John,
he did bring that.
John, you said you had that story in the holster. You're bringing that story anyway.
Yeah, you were the one who started going.
Well,
in a different direction.
No. I was just going to bring that he was dating. I didn't know. I didn't even see that story.
Page
I still haven't
six,
seen that one.
Yeah, said that she dated Alcaraz and Sinner at the same time at the U.S. Open.
I just thought it was weird that he was dating a model, a swimsuit model.
A tennis star dating a model?
Yeah.
You thought that was weird?
So
did you not
that's
run
that's
it?
Odd.
Did
that's...
you not remember Andre Agassi at all?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
well,
or Pete Sampras?
Yeah. Well, Agassi was an actress, and yeah.
Yeah, Pete Sampras was a model, and then turned actress, I think, whatever. Mm-hmm. I forgot her name.
No, that's right.
Let's go to Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, what did you learn?
Hey, I learned when you're a lollygagging co-host, you get to come in and piss off your co-host and try to agitate them all day, and you get to keep your job. Thanks, I'm out.
Well, that sounds like that's something you could have done at work. Like anybody could do that.
Yeah, I think he was talking about me.
I think he was,
I
but I'm just
so.
Saying. Huh. I think that you could. I think anybody could.
I agitate your coworkers. I never do that. I never do that. That's ridiculous.
I don't know. It's pretty a consistent part of your thing. Your bag. You have. I don't know how deep your bag is. Like your dribble package. I don't know how deep it is, but your go-to move.
It's deep.
Well,
I think is prodding and provoking.
If you're gonna, if you stop me from going right, okay, you can shut my game down.
You're Jaylen Brown.
You can
no
shut
left.
My game down.
He's still going to go right.
Yeah, no left hand.
You can try to
right.
keep him from going right. He's right. still going over the top.
We can't get
I'm
you.
I'm Bob Cousy.
We can't get you to go left. It's always to the right.
It's always going to go
left. Let's go to David. What have you learned, David?
I learned that you don't live in Lance's household if he gets pissed.
Yeah, I learned he's pissed at his kids this week. That's what I
this
learned.
This week you learned that?
Yeah, well, kind of he's especially way. Pissed at him this week.
No, that's just I just tell you my power ratings are changing on a weekly basis. Actually, I've noticed the ones who are not in the house stay at the top of my power ratings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got Drake and Alec at the top, and then just Motti and Mason and Sebastian fight for crumbs after that. It's basically I started like who's at the bottom.
Right.
And then it works its way up.
That's your power ranking.
No,
right. You start at the bottom. Right, it's the bottom five. Remember when we used to do the college football bottom five?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is. It is
that's
the,
what you
the
got.
Bottom three.
You got the bottom three. 713-780-3776. Who's next, Del?
Maybe you. We don't have any more callers.
That's it? That's
yeah.
it? That so, was pretty good.
Yeah. If you guys, I mean, we got a couple minutes before we get out of here, but John did
I
you learn
learned
anything from the show?
I learned that you're not supposed to say Eiffel Tower on the show. Okay.
Did you learn your lesson? Because it appears you didn't.
I just learned this. I learned you're not supposed to say Eiffel Tower. All right?
I don't know. I don't think you learned.
Well, if you're at the French Open, guess what? You're going to the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. I don't know that she dated those two gentlemen at the French Open. Mm-hmm. But, yes, I would say maybe leave that particular Urban Dictionary version of Eiffel Tower off the show.
I didn't know what the hell that meant. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Rob says, I learned the Rich Eisen show blows. Okay.
Oh, wow.
You didn't learn
that
on this
show. We never said that.
I like
wait,
Rich
wait
Eisen.
Wait a minute. Rich is, I think, going to be on the show with us next week.
I like the Rich Eisen
well,
show.
Well, Joe George was trying to get him on the show.
We're trying to work on that, but you didn't learn that on this show, Rob.
No,
you never
you
said
learn
that.
That on this show. You didn't learn that on this show. No. Rich Eisen's good. I like Rich Eisen. Okay. That's it.
Well, we got one more. We're waiting for the name, and then we'll wrap it up.
Oh, okay. That'll be it.
Yeah.
Nice job, though. I mean, that's the best one so far. I think we got to get used to it, get into a rhythm.
Chris in the north side is continuing to be the king of this. Because he never does, or he never learns anything that actually happened, or he does and twists it, and I appreciate that from him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get to this final one. What did you learn from the show this week?
I learned that even during football season, it is incredibly, incredibly hard to wake up at 5 a.m. to watch y'all's show, even though I love you guys.
Hmm.
Oh, he's on the
He's like
he's
John
on the West Coast. He's like you.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe drink more. That seems to work for John.
John gets up, yeah.
Yeah. What do you...
Double soft, down on the Coors Light.
How soft are you that you can't wake up and watch the show at 5 o'clock or listen to the show at 5 o'clock?
So,
John does it.
There was a guy last... we were at the local Emmys, and a guy came up to me, and he goes, yeah, I live here, and I listen to you guys every day. And I was like, that is so cool.
Was that him?
I wonder if it was him.
I bet it might be.
It might be him.
Where did that guy see you? Where did he see you again?
At the local Emmys. Wendy's station.
The real Emmys coming up?
It's coming up Sunday.
Are you going?
Yeah.
I think Alonzo told me you were going.
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah. Yep. That's going to be big time. You're going to be big time.
Well,
you have your own little... What are you going to wear? You want to wear something flashy like Calvin Murphy wears?
No.
I wish you would.
I know you wish I would, but I'm wearing my tux.
You're wearing your tux?
Yeah, I'm going to wear my tux.
Well, you can make it shine.
So the Emmys are for TV. Anyone in particular, John, you hope to, you know, photobomb like you did at the Oscars?
Well, no. Don't forget, last year I sent you guys the Shogun girl.
Anna
Sawai. Well, the picture, yeah. But can you get her on the show?
No. I just remember I was, you
Hello,
know.
Excuse me, ma'am. I have a sports talk show in Houston, and we would like to get you on.
Can you get up at 5 in the
Our
morning?
Our producer has a Japanese girl fetish.
Thank you.
Next topic. What Texans play this weekend?
No,
let's get to some football talk.
What I learned this week is you're a giant liar. It's you.
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
You have the fetish, apparently.
No, she just seems like she knew her place.
And she's from Japanese and from New.
And I'm going
New
to,
Zealand, I believe.
Oh, I'm going to Tokyo and.
You're not going to see her.
March. You don't know.
You don't know.
I could. Might be in a restaurant somewhere like, are you the girl from, how embarrassing will that be? What? No. Why?
He's just picking
asking
out
like multiple
random Japanese women.
Was it called? Not warrior. Samurai?
Shogun.
Shogun. Were you in Shogun? No. Were you in Shogun? And then I'll realize, ooh, this feels racist.
Yeah. Don't ask that of every Japanese woman you see.
Just keep asking every Japanese woman she is in Samurai.
Shogun. Not even the name of the
Shogun.
Show. Shogun.
Yeah,
Shogun.
In it? Do I know you from a show?
No,
you're really doing bad, Lance.
Got this from Todd. During the 3 o'clock hour at Next Place, we're going to be at Next Place today, by the way.
Yeah, Jeremy and Joe will be there.
Yeah, Jeremy and Joe are going to be there from 3 to 6. And during the 3 o'clock hour at Next Place, Todd is going to be my proxy, and he's going to buy everyone who wants a Coors Light, Coors Lights there during the 3 o'clock hour. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great promotion. Todd will be my proxy, buying beers, buying Coors Lights for everybody.
That's always the best deal.
When
people give you free alcohol.
Free beer.
Is
the free beer
best
at Next
deal.
Place.
And it's legal.
The entire 3
so
o'clock
stay
hour.
Off of our backs, TABC.
Yeah, we buy them.
That's right.
We're not giving them. We're not.
You can
Nick's
buy somebody a drink.
We're buying.
You can buy somebody a drink.
You can buy as many drinks as you want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Nick can, but we can. We're going to buy them from Nick and then give them to you. And the 3 o'clock hour, 2713 Rocky Ridge, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer, 3 o'clock. Todd's giving away Coors Lights the
Did
whole
you ever
hour.
Buy a girl a drink in Green Bay?
Oh, yeah.
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 When's the last time you bought a drink? Obviously, not counting when. Well, probably when you're dating. When I don't know. That doesn't really count.
Buy a girl a drink?
Yeah.
You pick up the tab whenever you're out with
Well,
people.
Yeah, I guess that's not what I'm talking about.
That's not what you're talking about. No, buy a drink for a girl and try to
yeah,
you're trying
buy
to get
you a
some?
Drink? Yeah, you're going to buy you a
that's,
drink?
That's 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last time. Right now, I'm talking about John Daspit, okay?
Yeah. Well,
that's
I'm talking about John Daspit.
Well, I just said his name.
John Daspit is a personal injury lawyer here in Houston with a background. He went to high school here, was an athlete here. Friends with a lot of different athletes and coaches and things like that. He is really into sports, but he does that when he's done with his work. So it has to wait. Like sports waits because his work is extraordinary. He does so much. He is extremely driven. He has the personality that you want when you want someone fighting for you against the lawyers from an insurance agency that are trying to screw you on a settlement when you've been injured due to someone else's negligence. You want John on your side. You want somebody who is aggressive, in your face, fighting for you, and won't take no for an answer. And John just simply won't allow the other side to push you into a bad settlement. He just doesn't do it. He'll wait. He'll wait, and he'll say, look, we can go to court, and you know you're going to lose because I win every time in court. So you can try it if you want, and eventually you say, okay, fine. We thought we were going to screw your client. Well, you're not going to, because John Daspit and his law firm will not let it happen. 713-CALL-NOW. You can go online. There's a chat function. You can start there, but they'll do a free case review for you so you know if you have a case or not, and John can help you. If you have a case, he can help you and help you win and win big. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Time to talk Game Day Men's Health, people. Game Day Men's Health is I'm a big fan, big fan. I've been doing testosterone treatment for a long time now, and Game Day Men's Health is just different. Matter of fact, they're mailing me out some peptides this week, and can't wait to get them. And that's the kind of service that you get. That's the kind of care that you get. That's the kind I just can't put into words how much better I think, how different it is, how much better they treat you, how you're not a number, you're not in and out. Let's get them in. Let's get them out. We got more people. We got to hurry. No, that's not the way they do business at Game Day Men's Health. They're going to take the time. They're going to study. They got labs right there where they can determine exactly what treatment they need on the spot, as opposed to the other places where you go, you get your labs, and you only get your labs so often, and then you got to wait till the next week to, okay, now let's do this. Well, you're already started at Game Day Men's Health because they got the labs right there, and you get a free thorough evaluation. If you're somebody who has never had testosterone before, go to Game Day Men's Health and get a free evaluation of where you're at and let them start the treatment. Game Day Men's Health. You want to feel better? You want to look better? You want to perform better? GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
What's your name?
ESPN 97.5. KFNC 97.9. HD2. Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Presented by Zadok Jewelers. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. Welcome back. 713-780-3776. The number, 713-780-3776. College football tomorrow. I mean, we haven't even talked LSU in Florida. LSU, Florida, South Florida, and Miami. We talked a little bit about that. Number is crazy. A lot of people are, what the under and under over is 57.5. Under, Dell?
That one I don't have a good read on. Because both teams are going to want to run the ball a lot. Particularly Miami. What'd you say the number was again?
57.5.
I would go under.
Last year it was 65.
Yeah, last year you had Cam Ward throwing the ball all over the place.
That's true.
I don't think Carson Beck, while he wants to get the ball out quickly, he's not going to be hunting big plays. I can see, and particularly with Florida coming up next, I can see Miami just trying to get out of there, win the game, and get out of there because they got another big test coming up. I would probably need under. Also, I think Miami's defense is better, although they didn't give up many points last year against South Florida. I don't see that game being getting over that number, honestly.
Do you believe in Carson Beck? I mean, he certainly was pretty good against Notre Dame.
I believe in him in the way they're having him play, where he doesn't get touched, which he doesn't. We know at least last year pressure was a problem for him, and he did have a supremely talented team last year with Georgia. His problems came in SEC play, where he faced better competition. South Florida, as good as they've been, aren't at Miami's level talent wise. I think he'll be fine. They're gonna do everything they can to make his job one where take what is out there, but we're not gonna put the Cam Moore type expectations where we need you to make plays. If that's his environment, he'll be fine. The question will be when it gets tough and he actually needs to make throws. Will things change for him? He's fine. He was a good prospect before last year. He was talked about as a first rounder. Yeah,
it was him and Quinn Ewers were talked about. Look, he's got size. He's got a pretty good arm. He's got a lot of what you like. I think sometimes it's not all there upstairs, and I think he got caught up in receivers who sucked at Georgia. His starters were all injured and out last year.
And the guys who replaced them dropped footballs.
A ton of drops. I don't think that everyone at Georgia was sad to see him go. I think he bought into his own hype. I think the NIL stuff kind of became a little bit of a pain in the ass for him. He kind of knew money, ran into a bunch of money, and wasn't always – and that's just kind of the reality of football now. You're dealing with some of that stuff now. I'm not sure everyone in the locker room was sad to see him go, but he's got talent. I mean, he's got talent. And I said this last year, and it wasn't popular, but I didn't really – but he wasn't in a draft, so it didn't matter. He would have moved up the draft board. He would have been – the third quarterback drafted last year. Jackson Dart probably goes ahead of him, and he would have been an early second-round pick, Carson Beck, as bad as he was, because you have tape where he had been good, and he has all the traits. And I've heard that he's pretty good on the board or in interviews and stuff like that. So, Carson, I know it's not popular. I said it before, but Carson Beck is going to be up this draft board, and he's going to be a factor this year. And I think Mario Cristobal, Dell can hate him all he wants. Mario produced a Heisman caliber player who, by the way, in all seriousness, not joking, I'm not going to joke around here. I was previously, but Cam Ward wasn't as good his second year at Washington State. He went to Miami and kind of rehabbed that draft stock. Because, you know, John, you and I had been talking about Cam Ward when he was at Washington State. And then he wasn't as great as last year at Washington State. And then he was much better at Miami last year and really rehabbed it. I think Carson Beck's going to be the same thing. Rehab stock first-round quarterback and will do well at Miami because they got some players. And that little freshman from Miami is going to be a monster.
You seemed upset when he was making plays against Notre Dame.
Yeah, I just hate to see a good Catholic university like that by a freshman.
You had the other side, huh?
No, I didn't. I didn't care. I just was heckling you.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the best.
You can't get me during the game because the phone isn't anywhere near me during the game.
So A&M let's take a break. We got a lot of stuff to do. We got some stuff to get to, as a matter of fact. What's up next?
Well, nothing. 9:30, right, we got Justin.
Let's talk about some college football and some pro football next. Let's make some predictions coming up next.
Okay. When we come back, we'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I'm talking about Pro Dunk. We got the basketball season coming up. Kevin Durant, your kids are going to love the Rockets. They're going to want to play basketball. They are going to we got some of the best basketball in the country between college and pro. I mean, so your kids are going to be very interested in basketball. They're going to love it because it's their teams. Well, they're going to want to go outside and shoot. They're not going to be as good as those guys, but you know what? They can be a lot better if you actually buy them a goal from Pro Dunk where they can actually enjoy it. I mean, you've got a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old. It's tough to reach a 10-foot basket. And they ain't going to do it. They're just going to be inside instead because it sucks. Nobody wants to do that. How about the Pro Dunk goal, which with a push of a button, you raise and lower it, and the kids will actually enjoy it for their entire life because this goal ain't going nowhere. Best built goal you could possibly have. Tempered glass backboard, the unbreakable rim, the stanchion that doesn't rust. I mean, it's just the best goal in the history of goals. So, Dad, you're going to buy the kids a goal, and you want them to play, actually play? ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com.